Now, we just need one more mum to cook her show-off delights at our recipe fair.
You know, mate, some food cultures are famous for their show-off dishes, but I don't necessarily think of Estonian cuisine as being one of them.
No, dude, not by a long chalk. Being one of the Baltic states annexed by the Soviet Union doesn't sound like a recipe for food flamboyance to me.
Oh, hello.
So when we heard from Ayla telling us about her Estonian family's show-off dishes, we were intrigued. Ayla now lives in Bristol with Howard, her British husband, and Reuben, their baby son.
Like our other two mums before her, Ayla's going to be showing off with a pud.
Bring on the Rusa manna. So manna is semolina.
It is semolina, yes.
Is that manna like manna from heaven?
Exactly. That's how I know. Somewhere I read it and he said manna and I said, oh, you know that word in English as well. And I said, no, actually, it's called semolina. But yeah, we still call it manna. Got my red currant juice. Been picking some red currant and making some juice out of that.
Ayla dilutes 2 cups of homemade red currant juice with 2 cups of water and just enough sugar to sweeten it.
On what special occasions would you serve this?
When I go home from England, my sister is studying in Poland at the moment. She comes home from there, sort of summertime, and, you know, the rest of the family who lives around Estonia anyway, we all get together and say, what do we fancy today?
I don't know about you, dear, but this is undiscovered kind of territory for me to some extent.
I also think it's the essence of our journey.
Absolutely.
You know, we're finding what we set out to discover.
Yeah, it's
dead exciting.
So whenever this starts boiling, we'll put the manna in.
He's the manna man.
Manna man.
Right, now it's boiling. Let's put it in then. Just, gently, that's it. That's the skill so you don't get lumps.
It's a great colour.
It is, isn't it?
Matches your top.
Thank you.
After just a couple of minutes of simmering, Ayla plunges the pan into cold water.
It's like a reverse bain-marie, isn't it? It's a cooling marie.
But here's where the recipe takes a bit of a left turn. With a whisk, Ayla sets to work beating air into the pink semolina.
All right, now, it's going white now, isn't it? It's a very pale pink. It's not rose-coloured. Now, I've never whisked semolina before, have you?
Never.
Right.
You know, it's the Estonian version of Angel Delight.
You have to put it in the dessert bowls now at this stage.
Oh, wow.
It's folding and lovely and, oh.
Because later on there's another little surprise at the end.
Oh. Oh, that's such a lovely thing to look at.
Mm.
Right, that's it.
Chucky licking the pan. I got there first.
Here you go.
Thank you.
That's the Rosamunda.
Give us a toad.
Oh, yeah. It's lovely.
Oh. I've got terrible memories of semolina, you know, from school.
Oh, yeah. I can remember having to eat tapioca.
But this is a revelation. I bet it's going to be a hit at our recipe fair.